Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of my favorite ads ever encourages viewers to improve their English. In it, a member of the German Coast Guard receives a frantic message from an English ship taking on water. "Mayday, mayday, we are sinking," says the Englishman, to which the Coast Guard replies, "Hello? Hello? This is the German Coast Guard?" Again, the Englishman says, "We're sinking, we're sinking." The German replies, "What are you sinking about?" Well, I don't know what happened next. A rescue, I hope. In the fictional tale Lord of the Flies, the only plane crash survivors on an uninhabited Pacific island are British schoolboys. Shocked at their good fortune, sunshine, sand, shells, better yet, no grown-ups. To lead them, they choose athletic Ralph, a kid with a simple plan, survive, have fun, make smoke signals to summon passing ships. Sadly, the boys would rather play and party and the fire dies out. When an officer of the British Navy arrives, three are dead and the island is a smoldering wasteland. So much for happy endings. But we all love a happy ending, don't we? In June 1965, six teenage boys, all students at a strict Catholic boarding school in Tonga, grew sick of the meals and were bored witless. So they came up with a daring plan. They borrowed a fishing boat, and with two sacks of bananas, a few coconuts, a small gas burner, and no map or compass, aimed it for Fiji, 500 miles away. Sadly, boys are capable of such things. That evening, no one noticed the small craft leaving the harbor. Skies were fair, the sea calm, so calm that the boys fell asleep. In the dark, a violent storm erupted, hurling water on them. They hoisted the sail. The wind tore it to shreds, and their rudder snapped. They drifted without food, without water, without a clue where they were. In coconut shells, they collected rainwater, each taking a sip in the morning and another at night. After 8 days adrift, they spotted a small island guarded by jutting cliffs, abandoned their craft, and swam ashore. Desperate for food, they caught seabirds. To stay alive, they ate the flesh and drank the blood. For months, they survived this way, huddled under a rocky overhang on their private rocky beach. None of them knew that the island had been inhabited until one dark day 100 years earlier, when a slave ship arrived and sailed off with the natives. So when the teens finally scrambled to the top of the 1,000-foot cliffs, they couldn't believe their eyes. The lush forest burst with coconut trees, wild taro, banana plants, and feral chickens still reproducing after 100 years. With great wisdom, they came up with a plan. They made a pact to never quarrel, to rely on each other. One started a fire with sticks. In the coming months, they cultivated the taro and captured chickens for meat and eggs. When one of them fell down a cliff, breaking his leg, the others risked their lives to carry him back up, bound his leg, and nursed him back to health. And they turned to God. Unlike the kids in Lord of the Flies, they prayed together each day, thanked the Lord, turned their thoughts to heaven, built a makeshift guitar, wrote worship songs, and sang hymns. "Nearer, My God, to Thee" was a favorite. One of them even served as a pastor. It begs the question, where do I turn in the storm? In Lord of the Flies, the group of maroon boys violently turns on one another. In this true story, the boys supported each other and turned to God. And every day they prayed to be rescued. Next time on Laugh Again, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Meanwhile, if you feel like you're sinking, it's good to ask, what am I sinking about?
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.